Oh, my. Listen, I got to tell you guys, before we go on the air, I got to tell you guys, there is so much good food here. I need a care package for the long ride.
You got it.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So if the volunteers wouldn't mind. Huh?
You're on air.
Oh, welcome back, my friends. Chef of Fat Man, live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. I don't know what you might have heard, but it was all Barbara Streisand. For those of you who aren't quick-witted, that's BS. Anyway, we are here at Le Cordon Green, and we have had three exceptional recipes, which you will be able to replicate at home. Tell you, those new false teeth I got, that new denture cream, oh, man, those suckers stay in there firm now. But anyway, what are you laughing about?
Nothing.
Anyway, we started off with a Reuben egg roll, but not just made with any old corned beef that you could buy off the shelf. We did it with a Taylor O'Shulman corned beef. And tell us about this. Quickly run down what was in it, how you did it, and this corned beef. Now, she had some left over, so we just took it off the egg, just heated it up. Mm-hmm. OMG, baby. Huh. So tell us about this egg roll Irish stuff.
So my corned beef is a little bit different because my
in.
Pickling spice.
We don't bite, and you
welcome.
Get to eat. Well, come on in and eat.
So my corned beef is a little bit different because my pickling spice, I really like to play with kind of that sweet heat idea. So I use some different types of spices, like mace, which is not like the pepper spray mace.
It's
a sweet kind of spice. It's almost like a nutmeggy kind of allspice flavor. Some pink peppercorns go into it, mustard seed, fennel seed, celery seed, all
good
stuff.
And these are whole
stuff.
Seeds,
yes.
Not powder.
Yes, these are whole seeds. So when you look at the corned beef in the photo, you'll see all these little seeds kind of pressed into it. And what we do is the pickling spice is used twice. So we make a big, big batch of it, and half of it goes in our brine. Now, you always want to do corned beef in a wet brine. Because you need to ensure that that nitrite powder has gone all the way through so it's safe to eat. And that nitrite is what makes that bright red color of the corned beef, by the way, people. And we let it go for 5 days. We pull it out. We rinse it really well, pat it dry. And then we take that leftover pickling spice and we just pat it down on top of the portion of the corned beef that's exposed. Because when we kind of braise it, we do the two Guinnesses and some beef stock, and we fill it up. And potatoes and onion. Real sweet onions, of course.
Yes, by Human Produce,
yes.
The sweetest onions on earth.
And we
just
fill,
about a week away from actually launching this year's Vidalia crop.
Oh, beautiful. And we fill it up until you can only see the very, very top of that corned beef. So that way it'll have a nice texture on the top and a beautiful color, and the spices stay on it.
Now, for people who don't know, okay, corned beef, what cut of beef do you use?
I like to use brisket flats. Now, some people like to use the point. The difference is the point's going to have a higher fat content than the flat. And depending on what you're using it for, it's a lot easier to slice up the flat, in my opinion, because it's more of a rectangle shape. The point is kind of a funky triangle.
A funky triangle.
A funky triangle. It's kind of
okay,
like shark
so we have
shaped.
The corn. Now, you put it in the brining solution, the Corning mm-hmm. solution. It's going to be 5 days.
5 days.
Covered, uncovered,
covered.
In the refrigerator.
You always want to cover, yes, in the bottom of your fridge. You always want to put it in the bottom so in case it were to drip, you wouldn't have meat juice dripping on your produce.
Totally submerged.
Yes, completely submerged. Now, if it's ever too large of a piece of meat, you need to be sure that if you double that recipe, you do not double the amount of nitrite powder. You also never want to mix the amount of salt, sugar, and nitrite powder between recipes. Because the person who calculated it for the recipe knows how much you need for it to be safe.
Now, do you particularly have that recipe?
I do.
Could you share
yes.
it with our listeners?
Yes, they will be receiving it with my pickling spice. Now, of course, you can change the pickling spice recipe. Just nothing that's the main component that's doing the work, which is the salt, nitrite powder, and sugar.
So you took your beautiful corned beef,
mm-hmm.
and you took an egg roll.
And I took an egg roll.
And the casing.
Yes.
And what'd you do?
We put down some chunks of Swiss so they'd get nice and melty and stringy once you fry it.
I proved that.
We caramelized our sauerkraut because a lot of people get really turned off by the sour in the sauerkraut. But if you caramelize it, it brings out a beautiful sweetness with a little bit of acidity from that fermentation.
And how would you caramelize it?
We caramelized it over high heat. And those juices and natural sugars got a really nice brown on it. Now, it goes pretty quick. It was on about 550-degree plancha. So I just kind of turned it like they do at Wahoo when they're making your hash browns until it looked nice and browned. We set it aside, and we filled it up in those egg rolls.
Well, just the time, I can't help it, man. All this food is just lined up, and I'm just going back and forth across the table, sampling here, sampling there. That was an incredible recipe. Easy to do. It's great if you're going to be having parties.
Mm-hmm.
A great, great party favor. Easy to do. I mean, obviously, if you're going to corn the beef and do the whole nine yards. Now, once it's corned,
mm-hmm.
you're done.
Yes.
And how long? I mean, you could put it. What I do is I semi-freeze things and then put them in vacuum seal bags.
Yep.
How long do you think we could probably?
Vac seal?
Yeah.
Vac seal frozen or not frozen?
Frozen.
Frozen vac sealed, that would last a year, frozen vac sealed.
Yeah.
Most meats go about a year. Now, because of the curing salts in it, the corned beef stays good for about 2.5-3 weeks. Unlike most meat, that's only good for a week after you've cooked it.
Yeah, it depends on where you buy it.
Yeah.
Well, then Chef Amanda said, tut, tut, tut. You must try my take on a burger. And I said, oh, really? What are you going to do? And then you did what? And it kept with the theme, and it blew us away.
So we made a bangers and mash burger. And one of the things about making a hamburger, and Taylor showed this expertly last night, was when you're making a hamburger like this for this application on the Big Green Egg, you want to use the Half Moon Griddle. And you want to use a cast iron hand press, which you hold, it's heavy, you get it hot, and you put the burger in a ball shape on the plancha, and then you put the cast iron on top of it, and it smashes it down, because mm-hmm. what you want is that nice crust on that burger.
And it was beautiful.
And it's like
so
a diner.
At the same time, the great thing about the plancha griddle is that at the same time that you're cooking the burger, you can then also heat other things like the bangers.
Ooh.
For the bangers and mash. And we cut that hot dog in half lengthwise so that it's long. And then at the same time, we also had a little pot of beans going on the egg on the open fireside.
Really, the cheapest baked beans you can buy are the best
mm-hmm.
for this recipe.
Absolutely. For this, absolutely. And, yeah, you know, it all worked out great. So then we use Cole Cannon mashed potatoes, which is mashed potatoes. And we've talked about that on the show before mm-hmm. on what makes great mashed potatoes. But mm-mm. let me tell you what I did to make these. So this has potatoes that were actually cooked on the Big Green Egg for about an hour and a half. And then we scooped out the insides, and we kept the skins, which we then made a staff meal out of. But we took the insides, and we used butter, and we used milk, and we creamed it together. And we also had roasted some garlic on the Big Green Egg, and we added that to the potatoes. And then we sautéed some cabbage and stirred that into it. And that's the mash part of the burger. And then topped it with baked beans.
And, of course, you finished off with an incredible corned beef mash burger,
yep.
which excellent choice on that also.
So that's super cool, too. So that is... the same burger blend, which was the chuck and the brisket and the short rib. And this one is on an English muffin because it's kind of like the breakfast thing. So you've got the English muffin, you've got the burger, then you've got corned beef hash that we also used on that cast iron plancha. And then we topped it with a fried egg. And it's pretty amazing.
I'm telling you, my friends, it just does not get any better than that. My friend, what a show we had
for
you today.
Of these.
We had St. Patrick's Day at the end of March, just mm-hmm. like you have breakfast for dinner. We mix it up here at Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are today at Le Cordon Green, but, you know, so many people to thank. First and foremost, to the extraordinary, triumphant trio of culinary. They are our wonderful volunteers, Steve Marshall Darrell, Darrell Marshall Steve, or Marshall Steve Darrell. I want to make sure everybody gets a top billing so that there's no bitterness and hatred towards the fat but jovial host. They've done an amazing job. We appreciate their work so much. And, of course, to Executive Chef Amanda.
Thank you.
And she is like the Executive Chef of the Culinary Center. She's the manager of the Culinary Center. She is one of the classiest ladies that puts on some of the best classes in the world.
Thank you.
And you can only be as strong as your second in command, and that would be her LCI. A special thanks to Ms. Taylor. And I'm telling you, these two, when they put their heads together, the culinary excitement abounds. You can come to their classes, and next week we'll give you some of the ideas of classes, things that are upcoming that you'll want to be a part of. But they made this so very, very exciting, egg-citing today. I almost said X. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef, are proudly brought to you by The Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schubin Produce. Remember, my friends, just a week or two away, and we will have real sweet Bade onions. My friends, the only way you'll know that you're getting the sweetest onions on earth, if it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag.
It ain't.
That's very good. I'll tell you what, you know, it's been a couple weeks. They're a little off, but you'll get there. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as you do each and every week to take a moment to remember our troops and our first responders. They're the reasons we continue to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and a Fat Man right here at Le Cordon Green, we'd like to take a moment out and say, as they would say in Ireland, God bless you. God bless America. God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the true blue-collar chefs, baby.